Friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori v'Imi Morati sheyichyu, and the schus Mordechai Eliyahu Hillel ben Yosef Halevi, shena bracha v'sach b'chol ma'aseh yadav, and the schus Rav Gershon Ephraim and Gila Sarah, bracha v'sach b'chol ma'aseh yadav, b'chol elohim alef, and the schus Yaakov Tzvi ben Naomi Sarah, l'ili nishmas, Mars Esther v'as Rav Shmuel, Rav Aaron ben Rav Yaakov Shachna, Yaakov Shlomo ben Rav Dov Ber, and we're going to be discussing the inyan of Akum Shehika Sisrael, Akum Shehika Akum. We were talking in the previous shir about a din mummer and din ben Noach, that if a guy converts and then he decides to go back, Rambam says Yehareg. We were trying to understand that Rambam, where does he get it from? We suggested maybe because he was chovel ba'atzmo when he did the bris milah, but that seemed to be a rachok me'od from Pshat in the Rambam. That's what we were discussing, and this is again we're continuing in the sefer Shari Tohar of the great Gaon Rabbi Shmuel Elazar Volk Zichrono Livracha, who was a Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elchanan for many years, a Telzer graduate, and was Nifter over 30 years ago in Miami Beach, Florida. That's where he lived at the end of his life. I don't know where he was Nifter, but that's where he lived at the end of his life. And he has 8 amazing volumes of Shari Tohar, and I just saw that the Olam doesn't learn them. I don't know anybody who learns the Sefer. So I said, let us bring him alive. Let us enable his lips to move in the kever, as the Gemara says. So this is on page Shin Tzadi, towards the end of the Sefer. And he writes as follows, V'nei HaMishneh LeMelech. In order to understand this shir, you don't have to have listened to the previous shir. It's okay. V'nei HaMishneh LeMelech b'parashas Jerachim Jerush Aleph b'dibor maschil shuv ra'isi maybe as HaMedrash v'shmos Rabba. So the Mishneh LeMelech brings a medrash at the beginning of Shmos Rabba that the Egyptian taskmaster who was hitting the Jew was doing so because he had seen this man's wife Nasan Einov Beishto Shaisa Yafas Toar Belim Mum. He saw that this man's wife was beautiful. She didn't have a blemish. So he waited till early in the morning. Very, very early. It was still dark. He goes and has relations with this woman. She thinks it's her husband. Pretty odd that she doesn't know the difference, but it was dark, maybe he didn't say anything. But whatever it was, she thought it was her. Maybe she was sleeping, so she wasn't so, she just woken up. She wasn't so conscious what was going on. But anyway, they had relations, and lo and behold, she got pregnant. And then she realized that it was the Mitzri. And her husband asked her about it, and she said, yeah, I thought it was you. Nah. So the Mitzri realized what was going on, and then he wanted to kill the Jew. He started hitting him in order to kill the Jew. That's what it means when it says in the Torah that the Mitzri was hitting the Ivri. Amar Moshe, Vadei ze chayev misa. He's chayev misa because he's trying to kill another Jew. The Marash Yofe writes, he would not have been liable to the death penalty had he just been hitting the Jew. Just hitting a Jew alone is not enough, but only because he was actually trying to kill him. And it's Mos Rabba, Parashat Dalet, Siman Aleph. It says, Neki Chapayim Ze Moshe, Asher Lo Nasala Shav Nafsho. Zen Nafsho Shal Mitzri. says in the pasuk, "Asher lo nasel ashav nafshi." Even though the kasha pasuk was a nafshi, it should really say nafsho. Akopanim, the medrash says, "Asher lo nasel ashav nafsho." Zeh nafsho shel mitzri, shelo harages hamitzri ad she'amad alav b'din, v'rosh echayev misa v'hargo. So one of clean hands is Moses. He doesn't raise for naught his soul. That's the soul of the Mitzri. That it wasn't for naught. He had a good reason in killing the Mitzri. Because Amar Alav Bedin, he judged him. He saw that he was Chayev Misa. And then he killed him. Bayachas HaMitzri. The Maharish Yafa there writes, Ki lo hargo al masha haya makas ivri levad. El anyanim nistarim. He didn't kill him alone for what he had smitten the Jew, for hitting the Jew, it's not enough, but rather on hidden things. It says there that he consulted with the Malachim, and they told him the Maisa with his wife, with this person's wife, that he had been Baal Ishto. And that's why he killed the Mitzri. So the Marash Yaf is Marich Lochiach, that stam for hitting a Jew, he would not have been Chayev Misa. And he argues, according to the Marash Yaf, this argues with Argimara in Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin holds that he was Chayev Misa for hitting a Jew. The Mishnah Lamelech brings Soter Loa Shel Yisrael Chayev Misa. So therefore you see, Lechora, that there's a machlokas here between the Bavli and the Medrash. That the Bavli holds that it's just for hitting him. And according to the Medrash, it's for other things as well, for being Baal Ishto, but hitting him alone is not enough. So the Mishnah Lamelech wants to say that it's a machlokes if then Jews had a din ben Noach or a din Yisrael. That if Jews then had a din ben Noach, then hitting this ben Noach would not be enough for him to be Chayiv Misa. So it has to also be that he was Baal Ishto. He had relations with this man's wife. And if there's Jendan Hadin Yisrael, that's what the Bavli holds, and Memela, he's Chayav Misa. So he understood as a Dabar Pashut that a Ben Noach, Shehikel, a Ben Noach Pater. However, the Ran says, he brings the Ran that it's not so Pashut. And look also in the Ramban and Parashas Vayishlach. And also, as we discussed in the previous Shir, Mitzad Tzvar Yeshle Chayvo, because it's no less than Gezel, Shechayva Filo Pachos Mishava Pruta. So here also, if he did harm to his body, which is a shava pruta's worth of harm, however that's calculated, it's not important, but the point is, he did harm to his body, which is worth money, it's lessening the value of his body, and he'd be willing to pay not to have this harm done to him. So he's doing a mazik of a shava pruta, and he's a goy chayv even a pachas mi shava pruta in gezel. So he should be chayv mitzad that. So it's not so pashut that ben noach shika ben noach pater. And what about the chiyuv mitzad gezel? However, Ravok suggests the following: nira ladun bezeh shemei akum laakum yesh shliach ledvar avera. Normally, we say by a Jew ain shliach ledvar avera, that if Reuven sends Shimon to do an avera, it's not Reuven's avera; it's just Shimon's avera. There's no shlichus. But by a goy, yesh shliach ledvar avera. Why do we say by Jew, ain't shliach ledvar avera? Because on divrei avdira d'avdira mishomim, what are you listening to him for? Shouldn't be listening to him. Listen to the adon. So a Jew, you don't expect him to listen. He's not expected to listen. But akum ba'akum, we say yesh shliach, there is shlichus. Why? Because he won't necessarily listen to the Adon. They're not as meshubah to the Rabbanu Shalom very often. So afilu al zayin mitzvah shenitzta b'nei Noach, it would seem that yesh liach l'dvar avera, and therefore we can say that if somebody commanded his friend, a goy said to another goy, hit this Jew, the goy hamishaleach is going to be chayiv misa. Ubehedya we say in Bereishis Rabbah that an akum is chayiv misa for yadei shliach. The Medrash says that even al yadei shliach, when a goy sends another goy to kill someone, so the sender is chayiv misa. Because yesh liach l'dvar avera. Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis and Sof Parasha Lamed Aleph, that yesh liach l'dvar avera by Akum. So the mishaleach is chayiv. However, the shaila is, you're right, the mishaleach is chayiv, but does that pater the shliach? Is the shliach going to be pater who did the maisa? So if we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera to pater even the shliach, so then we can say bepashtus, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu didn't kill the Mitzri only because he was hitting the Ivri is because why was he hitting the Ivri? B'mitzvah's paro. So he was just a shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore he's pater. But for Yifin Kovacho, he looked here and there. Notice he was looking around. He was done, as the Medrash says. Ma'asa lo b'bayis, ma'asa lo b'sadeh. He saw what happened at home. He saw what's happening now in the field. He understands that this was there was some bad stuff going on over here with the guy's wife. And in addition, he sees that he wants to kill the guy, Kedin Rodef. And also Mishum Gila Arayos Babayis. So we don't have to say that the Medrash argues with our Gemara, like the Maharash Yafa wants to say. But rather, our Gemara is talking about when he hit the Jew, Machmas Atzma. So therefore, for hitting a Jew, Yichayv Misa. That's what the Gemara says. The Medrash doesn't argue. But just the Medrash is saying that he hit the Jew, B'pnei HaMishaleach. So in principle, a guy who hits a Jew is chayv misa, but here he's hitting him because of the mishalech, because of paro, and therefore the shliach is in this pater, only the mishalech is chayv. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to come on to other things, other reasons to kill him. And that's because he saw what was happening, he said what happened in the house, and that this person was a rodef, he was endangering his life. So that's why, so it's not that they're arguing about whether Akum Shehika Yisrael Chayiv Misa. That's even the Medrash would accept. Just the Medrash is holding that since he was a Shliach, Yesh Shliach Advar Avera, Mele, it's his power as Avera the hitting, and you have to find other Averas. Lefizeh writes revolk asa shapi mashkas of a kesef mishak rav yifin kovachol vurak asmachta shere lefiyah medrushol shargulo b'shvil akol b'shvil sharatza lahargo v'ayu rodef v'gam mishun gila arayis. So according to this, it's correct that yifin kovachol is only an asmachta that akum shikas Yisrael chayiv misa, because that wasn't a real reason, because he was hitting him because he was a rodef, and also because of gila arayis. Now in the parashas Terachim in Drush Yud, he brings Maimer Chazal, v'ifin kovachol v'yarki enish v'yachas ha-mitzri v'rosh enish al-sid latzeis v'menu she'yizgayu l'fikach v'yachas ha-mitzri. So he looked here and there, he saw there was no man, he slim about the mitzri, he saw nobody's going to come from him who's going to convert, and therefore v'yachas ha-mitzri, therefore he smote the mitzri. And he brings the name of the Re'em, the Marash Yafe, Shetamar, B'divrei Rezal, Leilo, Demash, Mishim, Ha'isha, Otsid, Lotzis, Mimenu, Shizgayer, Lohaya, Hargo. So it's mashmah that if somebody was going to descend from him, who was going to convert, he wouldn't have killed him. Where do we find that? That we're not going to kill a mechuyav misa because of what's going to happen in the future? Where do we find such a thing? So that's a big difficulty. That's the kasha on Chazal. He looked around that for having kids, your person's not chayav misa. Petirtzu l'chalik bin misa b'diadon misa b'dei shamayim. Vosa mitzilah chayav misa l'b'dei shamayim k'shitzah Rambam. So they were mechalek between misa b'diyadim and misa b'day shamayim, and that mitzri wasn't chayiv misa b'diyadim, only chayiv misa b'day shamayim. Like the sheet of the Rambam, that akum sheikel Yisrael chayiv misa only b'day shamayim. L'chein ra dover barak shemesh, writes the Chronim. And therefore, if it's clear as day that he's not going to have kosher seed, then the Beis Din is allowed to kill him. So since he was only chayv misa b'dei shamayim, he said, listen, if you're going to have good children, we'll spare you. We'll spare the rod. As Moshe said, v'yifen kovacho. He looked to see it. No good children. He said, if you would have had good children, I'd spare the rod, but you're not going to have good children. But this is a very difficult assertion. If he was only chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, and that's why Moshe was looking to see if he had children, and if he was going to have good children, he was going to spare him. What right did he have to kill him? He's only chayv misa b'dei shamayim. My nafka mini, he's going to have good children. Not going to have good children. My nafka mina. And also we have to understand, if he was a rodef, then he should have been mechuyav misa. If he was only mechuyav misa b'dei shamayim, as the Mishnah Lamelech says, then what does it matter if he's going to have good children or not? You're not allowed to kill him. And if he is a roidef, then he should be mechuyev misa b'dei shamayim. He's begeder roidef. He's also a noif. So what's his fayif and kovacho? And he should kill him mitzad roidef and mitzad noif. So these are big difficulties. So we are going in the next shiur. Please God, God should give us life and Simchas Chaim and everything we need in order to serve in Be'emes. And the next shiur we are going to try to understand this Medrash better and see continuing the philosophy Taras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.